Our guest today is Sarah Shapton. She is the current president of the Huron County 4-8s Association. Hi, Sarah. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for joining us. I know that you're getting ready for a very exciting event that's coming up this Friday at the Seaforth Fall Fair. We're going to talk about that event in just a second, but we should probably recap what 4-H is, because I am a little confused as to exactly what 4-H means and what 4-H clubs are, but I know they're very important in our area. So can you just quickly tell us what 4-H is all about?
Sure. 4-H is a youth program for youth aged 9 to 21. We also have in our area a Cloverbud program for those youngers looking to be potential 4-H members down the future from 6 to 8 years old. 4-H covers a host of products. In Huron County, we have several livestock clubs, and we're very fortunate that we are able to cover most of the large livestock species. So we have currently beef clubs, dairy clubs, sheep, goat, and a swine club. And we also have areas and programs for life skills. And those can be anything from baking to small engine repair to hiking clubs. So we typically start running these clubs earlier in the year, April, and they run through to the fall, and we wrap up and we start the program all over again in the new season.
All right, so we're getting kind of close to the end of this current season then. And is that why you host the championship? Is that typically what happens when you get to the end of the year?
Yeah, so our 4-H members that show in livestock clubs, and it is a big misconception that 4-H is only for rural people. That's not the case at all. It is for both our rural members and our urban members. There's something for everybody, but our livestock clubs, our members have worked really hard in the spring. They'll go pick out a 4-H animal, and they work on it all year to get it ready. And our county show is kind of the main event where we all get together and we show off our achievements for the year, and then we have members that wish to go on and they will represent Huron County at future events outside of Huron County. For example, we'll have members that will represent Huron County at the Royal Winter Fair.
All right. And the county show is happening this Friday at the Seaforth Fall Fair. It starts at 9 a.m. And as you mentioned, you're going to have beef, dairy, goat, sheep, and swine are all going to be part of this event?
They are. We have roughly or approximately 160 4-H members coming that will be showing these their projects, their livestock projects, throughout the day. So our shows will get started about 9:30 in the morning, and we run through and we have our big conclusion at the end of the day, which is always fun to watch, and that's our championship show off. So at 3:30, all the champion showmen from each commodity will get together, and they will all show a dairy, a beef, a sheep, a goat, and a swine project, and then we cap off and announce one big showmanship winner. So that's always fun to watch when we're including all of our species, and we're, like I mentioned before, we're really unique that we can offer that programming in Huron County.
And that's part, the 4-H show is part of the Seaforth Agricultural Fall Fair that's happening on Friday. You can get details on the Fall Fair itself by going to seaforthagriculturalsociety.on.ca. As for 4-H's involvement, though, at the fair, I understand on Saturday there's going to be a swine sale that's happening as well?
Yes, the swine sale is at noon on Saturday, where 4-H members will auction off their projects to anybody who wishes to purchase a pig.
You mentioned that 4-H is for anybody, really, not just for people that live rurally. So for people that are looking to get more information and maybe themselves become a member, how would they do that?
Yeah, 4-H Ontario has a wonderful website with a bunch of, it's jam-packed with information, and it keeps everybody updated on programs that are going on throughout Ontario with 4-H, and you can look up Huron County. And when new clubs are posted, if you go into Huron County as part of 4-H Ontario, you can see what clubs are running. So that's at 4-HOntario.ca. And there's lots of information there. Alternatively, Huron County posts our information and upcoming events on our Facebook page.
Great. And is there anything else we should know about, either about the event coming up this weekend or about 4-H in general?
So the events on Saturday at the fair, we'll see the South Herons Sheep Club will have their achievement day, and the Goat Club will be doing some programming along with the Swine Sale of Noon, of course. 4-H in general is a great program for youth to get involved in. There's lots of opportunities and different events to kind of anybody can get involved in. It's not just livestock. We have Go for the Gold competitions. We have a judging competition. There's lots of different things. There's camps that 4-H Ontario put on. There's lots of different avenues for everybody's interests.
Perfect. Well, I know that my niece, Rachel, she's only 8, and she's a member of the Huron County 4-H Club, and she's actually going to be showing cattle on Saturday in Lucknow at the Fall Fair there. So that'll be my first Fall Fair cattle show, so I'm looking forward to that experience as well. But I know she absolutely loves being a member of 4-H and learns so much. So, Sarah, thank you for all that you do with the 4-H Club, and here's to the best for great events this weekend all around.
Yes, thank you for spotlighting 4-H in Huron County.